time zones and different airports and all kind of things could have happened, but it worked out all right. And we got there just about right. And I think God blessed the teaching and the praying and all else, and we got back safely. So we did feel that we prayed for and that God answered prayers. Let me just say a little bit. I don't want to take much time, but I was there when they first started this kind of a Protestant Reformed seminary for both men who were already in the ministry, but maybe hadn't had the opportunity of fuller education, because the communists for a long time wouldn't let somebody go to the university if they weren't a communist. So that set back a lot of very able people. But then that changed, and so since I can't remember the first time I went. Do you remember, Carolina?
Early 90s, I think.
Early 90s. It's been a good 30 years or something. I don't know what. I've been going, and then I teach a heavy load for a week, maybe on my feet, possibly 7 hours a day, teaching through the various parts of theology. So these young men, or sometimes slightly older men, can be well equipped in their ministry to know how to pull the Bible together and how to preach. And so I've done that. And then Dr. Michael Brown runs a free medical clinic in the meantime, and he sees a lot of people, and they're very glad he's there. Indeed, he took a lot of medicine this last time, and some one or two of the drugstores gave him some medicine. And so many people came to see him, and he used up all the medicine and was wishing he had more. So I can't remember what the issues were, blood pressure and all kind of things, but normally we could handle all right here. But Dr. Brown was widely used, and people were very happy he was there. I think we had good classes. The students had a lot of questions. I think I was able to answer them all right. And it was just, I think, a good time. I don't know how many more times they'll be doing it. They've been thinking about that. Because Dr. Richard Watson, our dean, he was dean a long time at Reformed Seminary in Jackson. I worked under him. He's now the grand age of 90 years old. So he doesn't feel it's very, very appropriate that at age 90 he keep this thing going. So far he hadn't found anybody who would like to do it. It's a lot of work. You don't hardly get paid anything out of basic expenses at the best, but he's not interested in money. So far he hadn't found anybody as well that'd be able to keep it going or not. I know I'm too old to do that, and I'm not an administrator anyway, so I wouldn't. If I'm 20 years younger, I wouldn't, because I don't have the gift of administration, which I appreciate when I see it. It's a great thing. But anyway, we had a good time, and a good number of students were there. Several I had taught before. That's one thing about going back from year to year. You see some of the same students. You get to talk to them, to know them. My teaching has to be translated in Russian, because obviously I can understand a certain amount of Russian. And kind of when they ask a question, I generally probably know what they're asking, but I can't answer them in Russian, so I run it through a translator, but it works out all right. Doesn't take as much extra time as you would think. So I feel that the time there was greatly blessed. You're on your feet a lot, and yet you find out what's of concern to some of them. You do some praying together. So it was a great thing. So thank you so much for praying, and I'm glad we got back all right. Yeah.
How far away did they come for this seminar, or how did they travel?
They generally travel by train, and some came from as far as Siberia, which is a vast distance.
Oh, goodness.
So it means a lot to them. They're literally on the train 2 or 3 days, coming from Siberia to take these classes. So they come from a long way, and they're glad to be part of it. And it gives me the, although I may sometimes feel a little tired, it gives me the energy to see their enthusiasm and want to learn and want you to teach them more. And I thought, yes, I've got to do this because they need it, they want it. And so let's keep praying for this, I believe it's called Kiev Biblical Seminary or something like that. Anyway, I know they appreciate your prayers. And I think God is using them. He's sending them out, preaching the word in their own country. A local can do it far better than a foreigner. But if you train the locals, they'll be far more effective than took somebody like me to try to pastor a church. But at least what I can do is help train their local people to get out there and preach the word.